Church, and an opportunity to spend a little bit of time talking business in Bartlesville with Executive Director of the Bartlesville Regional Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Wilk. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning.
Thank you for an excellent forum last week, with Senator Langford.
Yeah, it was good. He had lots of good things to say, but I like how he just opened it up for questions. Yeah. What is it you want to talk about? And can talk off the cuff, not having to stick to a script, and he's just so good, so solid.
It's always nice to see, and I say this with a smile on my face, elected individuals that don't depend on a teleprompter.
Exactly. So true. Yeah, like I said, he was off the cuff, and whatever you wanted to ask, and you don't know what an audience is going to ask, so he's just very, very, he's solid. I just wish everybody up there could, think like he thinks, in the sense of we've got to get some things done. Some things have to change.
Well,
so.
He's a leader on several key committees, particularly his Cut Red Tape Committee, I think, mm-hmm. is important not only to business, but to just the business of the nation.
Oh, yeah. And having strong businesses is what's going to help the economy. I mean, if we don't have that, we might as well just hang it up. We have got to have some businesses, and we've got to have a busy, business-friendly climate. And there is so much red tape for businesses, so that's a great fight to fight. So
it is, and we'll keep track of what he's doing. Obviously, if you cover everything that every elected official is doing, or you don't have any room for anything else.
It's a full-time job.
Try to pick up the highlights anyway. Speaking of highlights, you and I were talking before we went on the air about an event coming up tomorrow. And, okay, we probably all at one time or another have used Google Maps, but to me, and I know you're going to talk more about this, it is nice if you type in the name of, I don't care, XY Business, Bartlesville Regional Chamber of Commerce, that not only do you get a Google link, but there's a little link that shows where it is on the map.
Exactly. And we have a training coming up tomorrow. It's a workshop, and it's going to be held at the Chamber, but it's get your business on Google Maps, get Bartlesville on Google Maps. And what I like about this, the guy comes in, he actually brings laptops for everybody, and you actually get your business on there while you're in the workshop. So it's not where you're taking a bunch of notes, you go back, and then you got to do it yourself, and you hit these snags that he didn't address. And so as questions come up, or if and right now it's a small group, so it's going to be very comfortable. If you want to ask a question, you don't have to feel like, you're asking it in front of 40 people and everybody knows the answer but you.
That's always one of those situations.
Well, I know. You're like, oh, gosh, everybody knows this but me, and I don't want to ask a question and look, silly. But right now I think we have six or so. So I guess everybody has their business on Google Maps. I don't know. But it's a great opportunity. It's $10, includes lunch. And like I said, it's hands-on, which I guess because IT always, as soon as I walk away, it's something opposite happens of what they said supposed to happen. And
something dark and scary.
Exactly. So I like the fact that, he brings the laptops, you get your business on, he walks you through it. And in today's economy, I mean, if I still had my business, I would be trying every angle possible. Social media, traditional advertising, just, anything that was going to get your business noticed and get it out there. I mean, it's a competitive world, so any advantage you can do, I would take advantage of. So we do still have openings, and you can register online at bartlesville.com for that, and there's a link to it, and it's a great workshop.
Well, I think it's nice when you're looking particularly in a community other than where you live for, I don't care, a hotel, whatever.
Yeah, restaurants. How many times do you Google restaurants in, a community?
Yeah.
Shops, boutiques, you want something unique. Hmm. And I Google all the time, so... And if I'm Googling, I'm telling you, some other people out there are Googling.
So get signed up. It's a $10 workshop. Call the Chamber, 918-336-8708, to get signed up.
Yep, we can get you signed up.
Sound like a plan. But now you're going to have a full house.
I hope so. Everybody's listening this morning.
Yeah, I always. You got a business after hours coming up. That's always among the first few days of every month.
Yep, it's always the first Thursday. And this is going to be a unique one. Cable One Advertising is sponsoring it. And they're actually going to have a booth set up. And it's not a photo booth. It's where they video you. So you can go in, talk about your business. I guess it's going to have the green screen. I'm not sure. But anyhow, talk about your business. And then they will email it to you. You can use it on your Facebook, send it to customers, however you want to use that video. video. But they're doing that, and they'll do as many as they can get in the time frame. And so come prepared to talk about your business and, you know, get a free video that you can download and use however you want. So,
other than ourselves, that's a topic we know real well.
Exactly.
Talking about our business.
Well, we should be. I mean, if you can't talk about your business, something's wrong. So be able to, you know, sell your business. And like I said, I think it's great. They're going to email them back to everybody, and you can use them however you know, think's going to benefit your business the best. So
I can see starting about Friday morning, a lot of those are going to be showing up on Facebook.
I hope so.
And everybody will incorporate them into their website. And
that's
link
what
it
I'm
to
hoping.
And link it to Google Maps.
There you go. I'm telling you. It's hand in hand. So, yes. So, and, you know, typical after hours, it's free for our members. If a guest would like to come and just kind of check it out, you keep hearing what's after hours, you know.
That's for the boss.
It's, yeah, only the boss can come. Only the owner of the business can come. No. It's any employee. You're always so good to bring that up. You know, if you're a company, if you work for a company that is a member, any of the employees are welcome to come. And a lot of times it's the employees that are the best seller, the best communicator for the company. And so it's just a real informal time. It's a free event for our members. And like I said, if anybody out there would like to just check it out and come as a guest, you're more than welcome. It's a good way to kind of get an introduction to, you know, some of the things the chamber does. But it's a good one. I'm telling you, we had a huge one last month at Tri-County Tech. That, I think it was a record size one, but it was they were unveiling the new remodel that they did, and it was just gorgeous. But that was a really fun one. Lots of people, although the last few months have all had great really high, you know, attendance. So
I know Kyla was really pleased when she was in talking about
it was good.
So that's great. Hey, you know, what you ought to do is get everybody together in a bus and take them to Oklahoma City for a day.
Man, you got some great ideas. I think we'll do that. Let's do it. How about April 13th? That's
okay.
Exactly what we're going to do. Bartlesville Day at the Capitol is coming up April 13th, just around the corner. And it's exactly what you just said. We have a charter bus that we rent. Thank you to AEP PSO with our sponsor for that. So you go down in style, big comfy charter bus. And then we have a agenda. We meet most of the state's top officials. I know we're meeting the Attorney General, the Lieutenant Governor, Speaker of the House. There's a list of them, but we're in the very nice, new, gorgeous Senate chambers and the comfy chairs, and they come to us and they talk to us and hear from us. And then we go down on the House floor, Senate floor. We're introduced. We have lunch from Ted's Escondidos, a cater-in. Thanks you to Phillip 66.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really good day to keep Bartlesville in front of state leaders, and we also meet obviously with our own local legislators, but, you know, to keep Bartlesville on the map, keep Bartlesville in front of the state legislature that, hey, we're here. I know it's Northeast Oklahoma, but we're not in Kansas, and we're part, and we need to be, you know, on their radar. So it's a really good day.
Well, when you stop by the Lieutenant Governor's office, be sure and ask him what he and I would have talked about that morning, because since you'll be in Oklahoma City, you won't have to hear what the Lieutenant Governor has to say.
You need to go, Charlie.
Well,
take a day off.
talk with the people down the hall.
I'll talk to Kevin.
It is a good day, and it has been something that the Chamber has sponsored for, I don't know, 20 years or so.
Yeah, it's a long-standing tradition, and it's a full day. We leave at 7, so it is a little bit early, but we are back, plan to be back about 4:30, 4:45. So, I mean, you are back before, you know, you would on a normal work day. So it's a lot of fun.
It is. So get signed up and have a day in the Oklahoma City area. Talk to your elected officials. I know you say, well, I see Earl or John or Travis all the time. Well, that's fine. How about the rest of them? You know?
Right. And they're not the only three that represent us. They're the only three that technically represent us. But, I mean, there's a whole slate of other legislators out there. They need to know Bartlesville and our concerns.
Yeah,
so
talk to the Lawton people. Talk to the, I don't care, Edmond people. Talk to
right.
the folks from all over the state that say, hey, I know you're out there in Alva, but you need to hear what's going on here. You
right.
know?
In the north. So.
Yeah. This is another one that I know you've had coming up for a long time, but we really haven't talked much about it yet because it always fills up. Business and Home Show coming up at the where is it this
it's
year?
It's Washington County Fairgrounds.
That's what
again.
I was about ready to say, but not so much that I was ready to jump out there and say it.
It is. It's the location. It's great because you've got the big garage doors. You've got the concrete floors. I mean, it's an expo center. And so with a lot of our vendors, that's important. We need to be able to get cars in. We need to be able to, you know, bring in all sorts of things. So the venue works really well for us. And the last few years, ever since we moved it, attendance has been really, really good. So last year we had about 1,800, we stand at the door and count, about 1,800 people that came through. So while some people are like, oh, well, you know, it's not a three-day show. Well, we could do a three-day show and it would take all that time and we'd probably still have about the same amount of people. They would just be spread out. Whereas we do it from 9 to 3 on Saturday and, you know, people come in that time frame and you have a steady flow all day long. To me, this is the best. Depending on your business, if you have a goods or if you have, you know, sell goods or services, people, if they meet you face to face and you make a good impression, they see your product, you can talk about why your product is good, why it's, you know, why they should have it, answer their questions. When it comes time for them to need the new windows or the new flooring or whatever, they're going to come back to you because they've made that connection. They've started that, and I don't want to say relationship because that sounds so serious, but they've met you. They've made that connection. Yeah, you've made a good impression.
I know Steve or I know Jim
right.
or I know Mary. Or, you know.
I met them. I liked them. I remember what they said about their product. And to me, like I said, for an 8x10 booth, it has pipe and drape, you know, all the black curtains and everything around. For $275, to me, that is the best advertising, face-to-face, one-on-one. They see your product. They hear about your services, what you do. And so, to me, it's just a no-brainer for many businesses.
In past years, I know there's kind of been that rule of no selling at the show, but I think you've kind of changed that up a
little bit. Yeah, we did. We were able to, well, once we moved to Washington County Fairgrounds location, we were able to. So people can actually even sell that day. And I'll tell you, even the big ticket items, a couple years ago, we had a mattress store that was out there, just to give an example. And of course, you know, people were actually laying on them and, you know, testing them out. Mm-hmm. And that day they had two or three, I can't remember, people go back to the store that afternoon after they left the show and actually purchase mattresses. So it's just a different venue. You might catch people off guard, you know, in that case. Oh, I don't know if we need a new mattress. Yeah, we kind of do after talking to them.
Mattress is not really an impulse buy.
It's not, but it was in a sense that, yeah, I mean, maybe they were thinking we need a new one. They stumbled on it and then they went down there. But that's just a good example of, you know, how the show works. People see your product and in that case, they kind of an impulse buy, but, you know, they went back and they talked to them, so.
Okay, so again, Business and Home Show coming up on Saturday, the
April 16th.
16th, okay.
And we do still have some booth openings, so if you are interested, please give us a call. We're placing booths right now. I know Trust is working on the map and getting everything placed out. So, you know, like I said, we still have some openings. An 8x10 is $275, where you can get double booths, which you're included in all the advertising that way, is $500. So once again, people need to look at that as part of their marketing budget, part of their advertising budget, because that's exactly what you're doing. You're marketing your business. If you don't need more customers, great. I can't imagine from when I had a store, I always wanted more customers. Even when I had great days, I wanted more customers. So if you need, you know, if you want to make contacts, if you want to let people in Bartlesville and Southeast Kansas know what you have, to me, this is a perfect, perfect venue.
Okay, sounds great. Get signed up. Again, stop by the chamber because it's one of those things I think you'll want to do in person. 918-336-8708 is the phone number if you just need more information. Women in Business, an opportunity, I think, just to capture a large segment of people all in more or less the same concern.
Well, it's exactly what it says. It's women who are in business, whether they own the business or just work for a business. I mean, it's a big variety, a different variety of women. And this has become a really popular event. Of course, women like to network and do that kind of thing, more so than, it seems like, almost than men do.
It's okay, say it.
Well, you know, we do it more than men, but but it's been great. We have topics that vary from, you know, dealing with, you know, business issues to personal issues. This one coming up is actually going to be the story of Jill Donovan, who was the founder of Rustic Cuff, the bracelets that are so popular right now. They've just taken off, like, you know, probably beyond her wildest dreams. And the title is, I just went blank, but the beginning is, what is it? Something about the end being the beginning. In other words, obviously you're going to hear her story and how it started and how it took off and just the story of Rustic Cuff. And this one blew us away. Probably 2.5 months ago, we were at about 160. And we normally have our luncheons at Hillcrest Country Club, and they are wonderful to work with, and it's a nice venue. But the room we have only holds about 190. So we made the decision, okay, we better go ahead and move it because I bet we get, you know, 30 more reservations. Well, right now we're at 267. So we have about 12 reservations still available. We did move it to the Hilton Garden Inn, and they already had one of the rooms booked, so we only get the two rooms, but it holds about 275. So obviously this has been a huge popular event, speaker. I mean, we've never had a women. Usually we have around 100, so mm-hmm. we're almost three times or twice our size of what we normally are. So
okay, well, again, literally space is limited.
Space is limited. This one will be a sellout. So if you are interested, you need to register today to make sure you get in.
Yeah. Speaking of registration, and I know sometimes on this one you don't even know for sure who's coming until you see them walk in the door, but it doesn't seem possible that it's time for your golf tournament already.
I know. Well, now this is our spring tournament. This
right.
one's
this
a different, not the legislative right. one, but yes, it's coming up. Spring is nuts for, of course, it's always crazy. There's always things going on, but this is our Chamber Classic. This one's held at Hillcrest Country Club, so mm-hmm. it's a good opportunity for some people that don't necessarily get to play on that course to play on it. Beautiful course, and it's a the funding goes to support our depot preservation fund. Obviously, we're in the old train depot, and when I say old, I mean I think it was 1909. So when things break or we have issues, it's expensive to fix. So there's a fund set aside, and this helps kind of supply funding for that. So it's a great day. It's a real laid-back one. We just got one of the fun things we do on this one is we have a ball drop, and you can buy a golf ball, and they bring them up. This year, Kelleher Outdoor Advertising is our sponsor. Lift them all up, drop them. Whoever's closest to the hole wins $500. So it's kind of a fun, before we start the thing, we kick off the golf tournament with that. And like I said, it's just a really laid-back day of golf. So
sounds like a plan. Get registered, get signed
yes, get
up.
You registered. It's teams of four, and you put your own foursome together and play with whoever you want and just get them registered. Once again, at the Chamber website, you can register. Just call in, and we can get you registered.
And, of course, Chamber website, Bartlesville.com. We'll continue with Sherry Wilt in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. Spending a little bit of time this morning with Sherry Wilt talking chamber issues. We've run down a lot of calendar issues, and there's another event coming up near the middle of May that really you need some nominations for, all those great events like Business of the Year and all
yes.
those other awards.
It's our annual awards and gala. It's our annual meeting for the year, but it's a big gala, and part of the highlight of the evening is our awards. We have a Business of the Year, Small Business of the Year. We do the Tom Shoemake Leadership Award in honor of Tom Shoemake, and the Jim Gilley Outstanding Citizen Award. There's an Ernie McAnaugh Award. So
Frank Phillips Award.
So there's different awards, and the different criteria can be found online. But we're currently seeking nominations for those. So if you have a business, you're like, man, I'm just so impressed with, you know, this small business or whatever, mm-hmm. Please send us your nominations. All we need really is their name. You don't have to fill out a lot of information, because then we turn around and send them a letter saying you've been nominated and have them fill out the questions. That way we're getting the same information and we're looking at the same information from everybody. So mm-hmm. Anyhow, it's coming up around the corner. May 17th is the actual event. So
it's a fun event. I think nearly everybody seems to get packed in. I mean, if you're in business or connected to business in any way, you're probably at that event.
Yes, we have that at the Hilton. And last year it was, I don't think we could have got
five more people, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it was basically a sellout. It's an evening event. It's our really only evening event we have. So
yeah.
It's a really special night.
Yeah, earlier you were talking about marketing your business, branding, whether it's on the Google Maps or branding and marketing your business. And you kind of kicked off an event not all that long ago on the subject of branding.
Yes. We call it Successful Branding with the Chamber, helping brand your business. And really what it is we sell our sponsorships, our advertising for the upcoming, we're a July calendar year. So for 2016-17, starting with July 1st. And we have all sorts of sponsorships, advertising available, and we go back to whoever sponsored things last year and, you know, see if they want to sponsor that again. If they don't, then that sponsorship opens up. They may want to change to a different sponsorship, whatever. But we're right in the process of, we just kicked that off a couple weeks ago at our board meeting. And there's lots of opportunities. Sponsorships range anywhere from like 150 up to our most expensive is like 3,000, but we only have one of those. So there's a variety of prices. There's a variety of you know, if you like to get up in front of people and talk, we have that. If you like some more, you just want your logo constantly in front of people for more awareness, kind of like a billboard does, we have those types of opportunities. So there's just a wide variety, and we would love to, the book with all the sponsorships and everything, what you get will be online here in the next couple of days, and you can go through at your leisure and just kind of look through, or we'd love to sit down and just kind of find out what it is you're looking for and kind of point you in a few directions and you know, help you, like it's called, brand your business better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. And it's another one of those return on investment ideas that just is part of what the benefits of chamber membership are all about.
Exactly. I mean, a perfect example is Tulsa Bone and Joint Bartlesville is fairly new to the community. Well, they've been here, I don't want to say new, I mean, not brand new, but, you know, they're trying to get out that they're here, and they sponsored the Senator Lankford Forum. Mm-hmm. They were the presenting sponsor for that particular forum, and they had the opportunity to get up before they introduced Senator Lankford. She took a couple of minutes. She introduced the docs that have actually moved here, invested here, live here, and talked just a couple minutes about, you know, how much they've invested in the community, how well they're working with some of the schools in our area, you know, providing docs on the sidelines at games and things. And so, you know, it was a great opportunity. That's a perfect example of how a sponsorship works. Plus, their logo was, you know, in the program. It was on the table tents. It was, you know, in all the PR that went out before the event. And so, I mean, that's just one example of what a sponsorship could entail. So there's lots of opportunities, and we would love the opportunity to talk to you.
Okay. Again, there you are, so easy to find. Downtown, if you find the railroad tracks, you're
there. Just go straight down Frank Phillips.
Yeah. So it's an easy thing to find. And again, you are on the web at bartlesville.com.
Yes.
And you're on Google Maps.
Yes, we are. Actually, you know, Kinsey's going tomorrow to make sure we are. So.
All right. That's our Community Connection this morning with Sherry Wilt. AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. Of course, your items to buy, sell, trade, or giveaway coming up with consumer calls at about 10 minutes after 9 o'clock. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network, 5 before 9 at K1.
ONN News.